I think everyone out there is familiar with Warren Sharp of Sharp Football. He's a numbers guy. He's a filmer breaker downer guy. He's got a mustache. It's a good mustache.
Only I'm not a fan of him.
I know you don't like Warren Sharp. Why, though?
He's just arrogant. Always talking negative. Never says anything positive about anything, in my opinion.
Didn't you call him out on Twitter.com?
Yeah.
I think you did.
Had the backing of the McAfee show.
McAfee went after Warren Sharp.
Yeah, and so did Tony Diggs. He commented on the tweet.
Damn! Mm-hmm. See, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Well, should I just throw the segment out there?
No, go ahead. Let's hear what he has to say. I was actually going to send it to you, but...
You did send it to me.
Oh, did I? Okay.
You did. You don't even remember what you're doing anymore.
No, I don't.
You sent it to me last night. So we know the Steelers' schedule was very tough last year, and they played 3 games in 11 days. They played on Christmas, the Chiefs, and the Ravens, and the Eagles. So the two Super Bowl combatants, and then one of the best teams in football, definitely one of the most physical teams in football. And the Steelers didn't win any of those games. Well, this year they're finishing off real tough again. They got the number 9 toughest schedule based on who they play, according to Warren Sharp. But after week 7, they have the number 1 most difficult based on the opponents, and the number 3 most difficult, here we go again, Doran, based on rest. So they'll play Buffalo, Baltimore, Miami, Detroit, Cleveland, and Baltimore again during this stretch. They have a 3-day rest disadvantage against Buffalo. So Buffalo's going to have 3 more days of rest. That's what that means. 1-day rest disadvantage against Detroit, a 3-day rest disadvantage against Baltimore, a 7-day disadvantage against Cincinnati, and a short week road game versus Cincy on Thursday Night Football, where the road teams definitely are pushing a boulder uphill. Isn't this where Mike Tomlin's supposed to make his money, though?
Yeah.
Like, this is what that tells me. Like, last year, before the season, it was utilized as an excuse. And I take full responsibility. Look at that. It's bull. This is crap. They're playing all their division games and 3 games in 11 days. It's not fair. And it wasn't fair. I'm not going to give them that excuse now. Everything that Warren laid out there, that's all just fact. The rest disadvantage stuff. You don't know who's going to be good. You can guess. You can surmise. But it's not who you play. It's when you play them. The fact of the matter is 3-day rest disadvantage against Buffalo, 1-day rest disadvantage against Detroit, 3-day rest disadvantage against Baltimore, 7-day rest disadvantage against Cincinnati. All right. It's on the coach to game plan, to come up with great strategy and find a way to get some victories down the stretch. Now, it's tough on the Cam Haywards of the world. Mm-hmm. It's tough on the TJ Watts of the world. You could have a 42-year-old quarterback. I don't care. This is a guy who once said we're going to unleash hell in December. You are judged in this town by not just who you beat, but when you beat them. And a couple of years ago with Kenny Pickett as a rookie, when Art Rooney II was talking to the assembled media, he basically said we're a team on the rise because they started out so poorly, and then after the bye week, they got quote-unquote hot. That was one of the things Art said to prop his organization up. Look at us. We're a team on the rise. Last year, they go 0-5 down the stretch. If it happens again, this is tough. Fully admitting that. I don't care. It ain't an excuse. Mm-hmm. Win the games. Mm-hmm. Like, compared to everyone else after week 7, yeah, okay. Number 1 most difficult based on opponents. Number 3 most difficult based on rest. Don't care. Find a way to win some games.
Football's hard.
Get off to a good start. Yeah, get off to a good start. Hit the ground running so that you have a little bit of equity built up. And then I'm not asking you to beat all those teams, but can you find a way to not go 0-5 down the stretch, and then we have to hear all offseason, well, they were hurt, they were banged up, all the schedule disadvantage. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
It's a wins and loss thing here, man. Like, there, you can make excuses for Tomlin for losing playoff games in the Killer Bees era because Le'Veon Bell's groin came off against the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and Ryan Shazier got hurt, and then against the Broncos, you don't have Antonio Brown. You don't have Le'Veon Bell. You don't even have D'Angelo Williams in that game. That's all true. People don't care. They don't ask how. They ask how many. So I am pointing out that, yes, the Steelers have a difficult end-of-season gauntlet that they're going to have to meander through this year. I just am not going to use it as an excuse in 2025.
Well, this is why you go out and you get a Jack Sawyer. This is why you get a Y.A. Black. This is why you get, obviously, your first-round pick in Derek Harmon and Caleb Johnson, is because you feel like that these top picks of your draft are, you know, transition ready-ish to be role players for whenever that they have to go in at that point, that they're built up to be prepared to facilitate, I guess, the brunt of the season. Like, that's why you draft these guys, is to do that. So maybe they're getting in the front of it, and I know that they didn't know exactly where their schedule would land, but maybe they're preparing for that. And, you know, knowing that TJ Watt is going to be banged up, Cam Hayward's going to be banged up, so let's get two defensive linemen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you look ahead and you're like, all right, well, we have this schedule and we think it may be tough and we're probably going to get screwed again. So let's kind of backfill as much as we can our draft and our roster with these young guys.
Well, and let's take it a step further too. Like, you want to play defense and you want to run the football? When you are at a significant rest disadvantage at the end of the season, you're going to grind yourselves down too.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to, at the very beginning of the season, and I think Tomlin has always had a problem with this. It's not just about the game that Sunday. It's about seeing the season at large.
Yeah.
You don't need TJ Watt playing 90% of the snaps. Just like you're talking about. You draft Jack Sawyer, he plays 15 snaps. Okay, that's 15 snaps. TJ Watt doesn't need to play.
Right.
Highsmith and Herbig, rotate those guys.
Get them
rotate
ready.
Your defensive linemen.
Get them ready.
Yeah, and then they are. You're right. They're ready for the stretch. You're not wearing down your older guys, and then they should be, these young players should be ready to step in and make an impact at the end of the season. And how about you throw the football a little bit, score mm-hmm. some points, so you don't have to rely on this defense? Because at the end of the year, if it's all, we got to win these games 15-12, then against Buffalo and Detroit and Baltimore and Cincinnati, you're just going to get smacked around.
Smacked around.
Smacked
yep.
around.
Yep.
We see this basically at the end of every year now. This defense wears down. And I don't know if it's because they're getting figured out or because they're just losing time of possession so substantially. But at the very beginning of the season, the end of the season has to be on the mind of Mike Tomlin. Because I just don't want to hear, oh, boy, woe is me. They lost to Buffalo because they had a rest disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had a 7-day rest disadvantage against Cincinnati. Don't care. Dom's over there, sitting very close to the microphone. Do you want to come to the aid of your man, Mike Tomlin? Is that what's happening here?
No, I don't know why you decided to pick a fight with him this morning. I'm very confused.
It is a Tuesday in May. Always a good time to pick a fight with Mike Tomlin.
If they have a tough closing schedule, I don't know how you can necessarily pin that on him.
I'm not pinning it on him.
It seems like that's what you're doing.
I just don't want it to be an excuse. And for the Tomlin believers out there, we're going to hear, oh boy, well, they did fall apart at the end of the season, but look at how they got screwed by the schedule makers.
Is it not a valid excuse?
No, you got to win games.
Against teams that are clearly better than you with a better quarterback?
Hmm.
Who picked the quarterback?
I don't know. I don't even know who their quarterback is right now.
Whose fault is that?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Hmm.
Mikey T, the James Franklin of the NFL.
Hmm. Hmm.
Look, I understand it's not easy down the stretch. I just can't. I'm not here for excuses. The best football teams ascend. And I'm not saying sweep these games.
No.
But get out to like a 7-2 start, something like that, like they did last year, and then finish the damn job.
I mean, can we admit that it was a tough stretch last year, the 11 days, like the teams that you played? I mean,
no.
You can't admit that? Who's the teams they played in those 11 days? You remember?
Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Kansas City.
Oh, the Super Bowl? Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that what you're striving for?
Oh, yeah, but still, it's not
and
like
and Baltimore, whom
you didn't play Carolina
you
and
know,
the Saints.
You know what happened to the Steelers, losing that game against Baltimore? They go on the road, they lose. Russell Wilson throws a horrific pick six. He fumbles the ball near the goal line because he's trying to make a damn play. And from that point forward, they put Russell Wilson in the box. And I'm not saying they go out there and beat the Eagles. I'm not saying they go out there and beat Kansas City. But they put the guy in the box. And then you give yourself no chance to do anything special down the stretch.
Do they have
George Pickens? Because you're playing scared. No, they didn't have George Pickens.
It's very hard to win football games when you don't have a receiver.
Correct, which is their fault. That's not the schedule's fault. George Pickens goes down. Who are we going to turn to? Van Jefferson. And right now, they're in that same spot. Same spot. Well, we got beat down the stretch, and we lost DK Metcalf. Well, shame on you for having to turn to Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. Feel like time is a flat circle and we're all living in a damn simulation. All right, coming up next, the Green Bay Packers are le hoosiers. Why? We'll tell you. First, to Dom DiTommaso, Mike Tomlin fan club member, fan headline.